show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
The Cliffo and Gabby podcast. We've just wrapped up a big show, a big radio show, and now we get the best stuff and we package it all up.
And so you can listen, which you are doing right now.
For your ears. It's a little treat for your ears.
Well done.
A little bit of ear candy.
Is it sweet or sour?
A bit of both today. Well, the sweet. So we had Trev on from Big Brother.
He's so sweet.
Sweet guy. Legend chat. He told us whether or not Drew and Sam are bumping uglies in the Big Brother house.
I hate that.
You hate that term?
Bumping uglies, I think, is just such a disgusting way to describe a loving act. Bumping uglies.
All right. We'll ban that from the show.
Can we?
But that's still the sweet. I reckon the sour is your breakdown of the Playboy documentary. Because this docu-series is getting a lot of attention at the moment.
It's confronting. That's the least you can say about it. It's horrifying what happened in the Playboy Mansion from the 50s all the way to the
2000s. Yeah.
It's intense.
Get that. It's the sweet. It's the sour. It's everything in between. It's the Cliffo and Gabby podcast,
baby.
It's
the uglies.
It's the uglies. Bop and uglies. Term now banned from the show.
Welcome to my brand new game. Are you ready to play? This is Big Brother.
Controversial eviction last night. Everyone was very upset when Trev was put up for nomination for starters and then kicked out of the house. And he joins us right now. How are you, Trev?
I'm a lot better than you, Gab. What's going on? You all right?
No, we're spewing, mate.
I'm so mad about it. Last night,
there's only two moments that have made me yell at the television on reality TV this year. Number one was the smashing glass scandal on Married at First Sight. And number two was your elimination, mate. You were actually put up by Farmer Dave, your mate on the show, as the safe bet.
But
were you annoyed? You don't seem to be the guy that gets angry, but we were all angry last night. So please tell us you got angry.
Okay, everybody just needs to calm down, breathe, okay? We're all good. We're in a safe place. Yeah, it was a very big shock for me because I had no idea what was going on. Usually the guys tell me what the plan is and I just go along with the plan or just say, this is what I've got in my head. Let's work around that and away we go. But then Dave comes out, does the whole voting and then taps me on the leg, goes, are you ready? And I went, oh, you bugger.
Oh. Yeah,
absolute bugger. And then my name came out and the whole thing was, there's no way I was going to let the two young girls go home.
Oh, that's really nice of you.
God, you're better than me, mate. You're better than me.
Behind the scenes, Tim's been pretty manipulative, and we as viewers are seeing a lot of that, like when he voted for you last night.
I thought I was going to vote out Alicia, but now I'm leaning towards Trevor. I don't really have a reason. Just feels right after all that to vote out Trevor.
So we've seen a lot of Tim's, you know, game plan. Yeah. Did you see a lot of that in the house, or did he kind of fly under the radar with those kind of things?
Bits and pieces. You got to see it when he wanted you to see it. Like, he'll come up and... But he's such an interesting and amazing person and character. And that's the way you play the game now. It's not a popularity vote anymore.
Mm.
And that's how I got through last time. So it's all about strategic, and I wasn't there to win.
Really?
Just saying, have a good time.
Yeah, my whole plan was to try and get Reggie as far as possible.
Oh,
that's so sweet.
We just love you so much.
Trev.
A little bit off topic, I need to ask this one because Drew and Sam are all over each other and we don't have Big Brother up late anymore. So we need to know, there any, things that we would see on Big Brother up late that we're not seeing? Are they banging?
I didn't get that close to them.
I think all the other housemates are trying to stay as far away as possible.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not one of those creepy guys that sit there and go, so what are you guys doing? How are you going? Is that doona dancing?
Show your hands.
Just like lifting up the doona at their feet, going, what's going on under there?
You go, ha ha. Oh, sorry about that.
I'm going to take that as a yes.
Yeah, they're banging.
I'm just taking that as a yes, Trevor. You're such a nice guy, mate. And honestly,
I keep telling people that.
God, it's true. It was a pleasure to watch you on the OG Big Brother back in the day when you actually got down on one knee and proposed to your partner, didn't you, on the stage?
Yeah,
and
then,
you got two boys now, and oh, it's just great.
Yeah, we're still married, still happily married. Got two boys, they're 14 and 11 now, living on the Gold Coast, so it's all good.
You deserve all the good coming your way. Trevor from Big Brother, watch it on Channel 7, guys, Monday to Wednesday at 7:30 on 7 and the 7 Plus app. Big love, Trev. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, Cliffo. Thanks, Gab.
There's currently a docuseries on Foxtel and on Binge around the Playboy Mansion that I watched last week while I was sick. And it's still doing rounds in my head because it is a really, really confronting docuseries. There are some horrific claims and insider information that comes out within the docuseries that you just would never in a million years have guessed was happening behind closed doors at Playboy Mansion.
It's had a bit of impact when it's still swirling around in your mind, a week later. After it's finished.
Yeah, I'm still thinking about some of these poor women who were part of this world, and some of them unwillingly, but they just didn't know how to get out. And it's just, I can't get my head around it, to be honest. So we all knew there was a dark side to the Playboy Mansion and the Playboy magazine.
Didn't they always do their best to cover it up, though?
Their number one was always to protect their reputation.
Yeah, and they'd make fairy floss shows like, you know, Girls of the Playboy Mansion, and it's this weird and wacky world. But at the end of the day, you've got a man in his 70s with, you know, young
multiple
girls all
young
around him in their 20s. And it was always kind of not sitting right, I think, with all of us, but we just kind of glossed over it.
And they glossed over it. They did a very good job of putting a certain image out into the world and covering up the darker side, the darker underbelly of what was really going on. And in this doco, ex-girlfriends of Hugh Hefner's, playmates, staff, and a cleanup crew are all part of telling these stories. So security, who were part of making sure that anything untoward that happened was covered up and that no one spoke about it and it didn't hit the media, like things like that. And some of the claims are horrific. So the magazine started in the 50s and it was all pointed out to be about sexual liberation, to make, you know, it more less taboo and more talked about and more openly able to happen in society. But the sexual liberation was for men, let's be honest. It definitely was not for women. They claimed to be part of the feminist movement about women taking charge of their bodies and showing them off in a classy way. But there was nothing feminist about the way that the mansion took young, vulnerable women from pretty dark lives and pretty horrible childhoods and put them in situations where they actually didn't know how to get out of it because they had a roof over their head and they had they thought this was their big break. They were going to be the next Pamela Anderson and make it big because of Playboy, but they had to deal with all this horrificness on the way
up. Sometimes, no matter how bad a situation is like that, the thought of the outside world and just not even having that anymore is the scariest thing, you know.
Yes.
So you feel completely trapped.
And they knew how to pick the most vulnerable women who would feel trapped. They knew how to do that. And so it was really quite predatory how the mansion actually was. And like there were no rules there. It was a whole different world. Men could just do and I don't know. They could do whatever they pleased, and it was just horrific. Like even a few other names were mentioned in there who have gone to jail because of predatory behaviour. But it's just the reason it's still going around in my head is because in the 2000s, I was so invested in this. Like I was watching the Girls of the Playboy Mansion. Some of those girlfriends are a part of the documentary, by the way. Holly Madison, Bridget, the twins.
Yeah,
they're all
right.
Part of it, talking out about it. And I watched it with, you know, awe at this.
We all did.
This wonder world that they were kind of part of. They had a zoo on the property. I wore a necklace with the Playboy logo, the little bunny. My girlfriend wanted to get the tattoo of the bunny on her body. And like, we were all enthralled by this world. And I'm kind of disgusted in myself that I was part of it, even if it was in a tiny way and I had no idea at the time. Like, we were all kind of drawn into this.
Yeah,
this make-believe universe.
It's
that
one
he
way
created.
To look at it. The other way to look at it is like, I guess it's a good thing. Like, we did that unknowingly at the time, but it's a good thing now that it has been all exposed.
Yes.
And we're talking about it now. And one of the saddest parts is Hugh Hefner escaped any of this criticism. He died.
There's no consequences.
A matter of weeks before the whole Me Too movement even began. So there are no consequences, but the scars are still definitely there.
Definitely.
As Gabby's learned. This is some hectic stuff. If it has raised any issues for you, you can contact Lifeline anytime at lifeline.org.au or you can call them on 13 11 14. Bunnings is upset, man.
Oh. That's unusual because you love Bunnings.
Mate, spend so much there. That's like not even the reason they've upset me. So Bunnings went and changed something and I just can't get on board.
Mm.
And you know how sometimes a business will do this? They will change something that is just like a mainstay in your life and it doesn't sit well with you. But there's nothing you can do about it. It's
like the project have changed their logo.
Oh, yeah. The can't project deal. Changed the whole set.
Things like that. You can't do anything about it.
They put red in on it. And I'm like, no, you're blue. It's the project.
How dare you?
What are you doing? It's just like that.
Mm.
So what Bunnings did, so when you think of a Bunnings catalogue, what do you think? Describe a Bunnings warehouse catalogue to me.
Well, the front will be green, but then you go inside and it's all drawings with prices. Right.
And made of paper as well too.
Yes, like not, it's not the plastic stuff.
It's not, yes.
Yeah, you're
slippery
right.
paper. It's proper paper.
It screams to me saving money and saving the planet. And I'm okay with that.
And cheaper prices. Like we don't put a lot of effort into our catalogue. Because we put that money into, you know,
your savings.
For you.
Yeah.
So imagine my shock when I'm about to hold it up when this arrived in my letterbox last week.
Why are there pictures?
It's a Bunnings warehouse catalogue.
Is it paper or is it plastic?
No, it's shiny. Number one, the Bunnings warehouse catalogue has gone shiny.
Oh,
and number two, it's not drawings, it's real pictures.
It's real photos.
Of tools. And I'm flicking through this going, Bunnings! What are you doing? I can't get on board.
Is it a special one-off?
I don't know. It does say tax time deal, so
maybe
a tax.
Maybe they need more details for the tradies.
Doesn't matter.
Who are going to spend their tax money on tools?
Don't care. Don't change.
Don't care.
I can't get on board. But I've put together, like, I guess, a bit of a list of other businesses that have changed things, and I just can't get on board.
Okay.
And I'd love to add to the list if you've got one. 13 10 60. Macca's dropping the McCoz burger with beetroot on.
That was so good.
Sorry, Macca's, like, business change, but I can't get on board.
Yeah.
Arnott's changing the flavour of shapes and then very quickly changing them back, because you might remember there was a there was an outcry.
Yeah.
Milo discontinuing the Milo chocolate bar.
That was delicious.
With, like, the real Milo.
I reckon I ate my weight in that.
On the inside.
Yeah. It was so good.
I was going to make a longer list yesterday afternoon, but I forgot. That's the three. That's the three that I've got. Oh, four, because I'll add Bunnings to the list.
Here are the top five. Three.
I was going to do five, but I stopped at three.
Do you know what one for me is?
Let's make it a top five.
Bubble O Bills.
Yes.
Becoming smaller.
Oh, yeah.
What is that? Like, the bubblegum nose is almost as big as the damn ice cream these days.
See, the bubblegum nose, maybe I had a smaller mouth as well too, but I remember the bubblegum nose used to be huge.
It did.
It was like a big gumball.
It would kind of stick to your teeth. It was a bit weird.
13, 10, 60. What did a business change but you can't get on board? We acknowledge it's their right to change.
Yeah, they can do what they want.
But it's our right as Karens
to complain.
To stand up and winch. So, like Bunnings catalogue, going shiny in real pictures, can't get on board.
No.
So 13, 10, 60, let's put a list together. What did a business change? It's been, you know, one way for so long and that's what you know and love and it's consistent and we like consistency.
And then all of a sudden.
We don't like change, but all of a sudden they change it on you and you can't get on board. 13, 10, 60 on hit. Kayla on 13 10 60, what did a business change but you just can't get on board?
Well, Kmart put the checkout in the middle of the shop.
Oh my god!
Why did they do that?
How is that good for anybody? I don't understand.
I don't get it. I still don't. It makes no sense. Nobody else has done it. Why?
Yeah,
no, I totally agree with you there, Kayla.
You got to sort of walk out, and then you know you risk finding, because let's be honest, you're going to walk past some batteries or something and go, oh,
yeah.
I should probably got that. Then you got to do that awkward thing where you open your bags up to the kid at the front. And it's a whole thing, Kayla. They shouldn't have done it.
Dumb.
We're with you. Josh is here. Josh, what did a business change but you can't get on board?
So, like, you know how you go to the pub and you get your Palmer and chips, right? It's a classic meal.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Macca's brought out a Palmer burger, but they called it the Palmy burger.
I
just refused to buy it on principle.
Because you don't like Palmy.
Because it's a Palmer, not a Palmy.
It's a Palmer, not a Palmy.
It's a Palmer. Like, this is a whole other debate, Josh. This is a whole other debate.
Put it on the whiteboard.
Palmy is definitely the way to go.
On the whiteboard. So you're Palmy, yeah. But Josh, you're Palmer all the way.
Yeah, I'm Palmer all the way. All
guys,
way.
As long as it's deep fried chicken breast, yeah, crumbed with sauce and cheese on the top, I'm eating it. But Josh, now you're allowed to be pissed off. That's what it's all about.
All right.
Anthony's here. Anthony, what did a business change but you couldn't get on board?
No worries, guys. Listen, Kraft Macaroni and Cheese Deluxe. Yeah. Been eating it since I was a child,
yeah.
And they had the most beautiful cheesy sauce in a tin in the box.
Yeah.
They changed it a couple of years ago to some disgusting version in a satchel that you put in the microwave,
yeah.
And it's completely revolting.
They've ruined your cheesy sauce. They've ruined your mac and cheese, mate.
They have. How do you ruin mac and cheese in Australia? That's crazy.
Yeah, and when you've been having it for 40 years and then suddenly it changes, yeah. Like that's going to annoy you.
Kraft, hang your head in shame.
My kids got really upset. We ended up ringing up the customer service line.
Yeah.
And the lady on the line said to us, look, I can't really say this, she said, but we have been inundated with calls about this exact issue. But that was over 2 years ago and they still haven't changed it back.
Yeah. Disappointing, Kraft.
They filed that call of yours, Anthony. It's filed deep in the dungeons of Kraft. 131060 is the phone number. Rose is here. Rose, what did a business change but you can't get on board?
Wagon wheels. Why are they the size of go-kart wheels now?
Mate.
Oh, I agree with you on that one. They used to be huge.
Wagon wheels.
They were huge.
Used to be the size of half your face.
Yeah.
Now they're the size of a regular biscuit. And Arnott's, we're not buying it. Well, we are still buying it.
And eating it.
And eating
but
it.
But we're not happy about it.
We're not buying it in our minds, but we're not happy about it. Kids, funny how they rely on you 24/7 for their survival when they're young, Gabs.
Mm.
And they have the ultimate trust in you, except for when you try to give them a food that they're unfamiliar with. And all of a sudden they think, oh, they're going to poison me now.
They're trying to kill me.
Mum and Dad want to kill me.
They need food testers in to make sure it's not poisoned.
Yeah, like King Richard or whatever. What's with that? Like, they give you 100% of their trust all the time, but you try to give them something new, and they're like, nah, you're trying to kill me. This has been your plot all along. You're playing the long game, aren't you, Dad? This happened last night. My kids love potato, mainly chips.
Oh, dude doesn't.
But God forbid I give them a little bit of potato bake. Now, I love potato bake.
It's great.
And we were having
potato
webinar.
Potato bake's better than chips.
I reckon potato bake's better than chips, mate. Particularly how I make it. Like, lots of cream, lots of cheese, all the bad stuff.
Probably more unhealthy than chips.
Oh, it's so good.
That's why it's so delicious.
Bacon in the potato
bake. Onion.
So good. So it was Weber night last night. We had meat on the barbie, had a salad or whatever, and I made a potato bake. And I said to the kids, you are not getting ice cream until you at least try some potato bake.
You will not get creamy dairy ice cream until you eat creamy dairy
potatoes.
That's a great
it's
way.
It's the same
of
thing. It's just
them.
Hot with potatoes in it. So my daughter, because I bought Neapolitan ice cream, and to kids, that's like kryptonite.
Strawberry bit.
So my daughter just goes, like just devours it super quick and went, oh, that actually wasn't that bad. I'm like, yeah, right?
Right.
My son, who's three, complete opposite. He was just absolutely fighting it to the point where he got up and he started pacing. And his mum's like, Dad said, you're not having ice cream until you at least try some potato bake.
Yeah.
He's pacing. He leaves the sort of dining area. He goes in front of the TV. Finally, Michelle gets a forkful into his mouth.
Yeah.
And he fakes choking on it.
Oh, God.
So I'm talking about
a drama queen.
He's like, yeah, where's he get that from? He's fully choking on it to the point where the fake choke becomes a real choke.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's actually choking on it. Neck minute, you couldn't script this, a little ball of potato about the size of a marble flies out of his mouth because he's choking.
Oh
so
God.
He sort of does like a makeshift like Heimlich on himself.
Yeah.
A little ball of potato about the size of a marble flies out of his mouth, across the coffee table, across the living area, and hits Dave the farmer from Big Brother smack in the forehead. Boom! Like right there.
They both deserved it.
And my wife was, if you're not across that, he was a bit of a jerk, Farmer Dave, on Big Brother last night.
Yeah.
So good in joke there. But my wife was trying to be mad. She was trying to be mad. But it's really hard to be mad when you do such a good shot.
Yeah, right.
Do you know what I mean?
Download the KFC app for exclusive deals. Shut up and take my money. Cliffo and Gabby's Origin Intruder on Hit.
You could be flying to Sydney for game number one in Origin. Blues versus Maroons, mate versus mate. But you could be the intruder into Blues territory with flights, accommodation, KFC merch pack, State of Origin jerseys for you and a mate.
Everything.
To be there.
Whole box and dice. We're giving it to you. You have to audition with Origin Intruder, which involves commentating a day in the life of Cliffo and Gabby.
Yeah, we need to see your skills.
How old's Jack here, producer Hayley?
Jack is 15 years old.
I thought he would be in his teens. I'm loving that we're getting some kids.
Me too. Obviously big footy fans.
All you have to do is, yeah, watch the video on Facebook, A Day in the Life of Cliffo and Gabby. Film yourself commentating it and upload it at hit.com.au. I cut myself shaving. You go crazy for free coffee.
Yeah.
That wasn't even acted. That's just...
it just happened.
That's Gabby.
That was just the cameras in the
building. Office on a Tuesday. I trip over with my wheelie bin, then your cutest pie, little 2 kilo chihuahua bear, gets excited and does 360s when you arrive home at the end of the day. Let's have a listen, Gabs. This is 15-year-old Jack commentating.
And welcome back. A day in the life of Cliffo and Gabby. 1-2. Cliffo's already cut himself straight away. Great start to the day for Cliffo. There's blood everywhere. Now Gabby, free cup of coffee in the kitchen, gets up, running down the side of the room. Good run. This palms off the defender like he's nothing, and she'll go in to get that free cup of coffee. Cliffo now, tripped by the bin, he goes down, appealing to something. They're going to have to review this, and it appears Cliffo's just carrying on. Absolutely no contact from the bin there, and it's a good tackle in the end. Gabby with the door, opens it, one defender left, little puppy dog, couple of 360 spins, and then she'll get past him and go have a nice glass of wine to end the day.
I feel like Jack knows this too well.
Wow, a little too well, hey.
Cliffo carrying on about nothing.
And me having a glass of wine.
And Gabby smashing Savvy Beast at the end of the day.
He's pretty been watching on point. Us.
That is a day in the life of Cliffo and Gabby. Good entry, Jack. Keep them coming through. You've only got like another day or so because we have to wind this up because we've got to get it sorted, guys.
Well, it's Origins, next week.
Origin's 8 days away.
Yeah, and so we need to put the flights in your name. You're the winner, yeah. So we've got to get it sorted.
We decided to continue it on this week and didn't think, oh, that's not a lot of turnaround time.
To get work actually, off and to travel and
to get the winners to Sydney.
If you are the winner, we'll call your boss for you. It's all right.
Yeah, we'll make it happen. If there's a will, there's a way. Cliffo and Gabby's Origin Intruder. Watch our Day in the Life of video on Facebook. Film yourself commentating it. Upload it at hit.com.au. You could be at Origin Game 1 for KFC. Download the KFC app for exclusive offers. Shut up and take my money. Alpha Bucks is back Wednesday, the 1st of June. First day of winter tomorrow.
Yes, it is. If you want to win $1,000, here's an answer to help you out too. Wagon.
Wagon.
Thank God we don't travel in wagons anymore because that'd be cold in winter.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? I watched the prequel to Yellowstone.
Mm.
It's called 1883. And they've got to travel across America. Like the idea is they're going to set up, you know, the ranch or whatever that is in Yellowstone, but they have to travel across America in a wagon.
One, it'd be very uncomfortable. I can imagine your butt would get very sore.
Your sore butt all the time.
And it'd be freezing.
Yeah. Wagon is your free clue for Alpha Bucks for tomorrow on Hit. The Hit Breakfast Show.